Now, how, this is Kenneth Copeland, and you know his name. But no, this is Craig Steele. Amen. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I don't know their names, but they're here on. But yeah, I know Eric's name. But anyway, we love you. And the words of Jesus are always in red, not blue or some other color, because they represent his blood. And I know I have, when the Amplified Bible was first done, it was done in, and I have a New Testament, the classic Amplified, before they had the rest of it done. Well, it was just black print, black and white. So I went in there and underlined them in red. So, until the rest of it came out, the classic. Now, this is the classic Amplified, of course, here. But then they fixed it. And like my dad said, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. But anyway, that gave us the opportunity to put it back in print. So it's the KCM and KCM Publications now. So, and but right now we only have the paperback. But as you get, and of course as we have the leather bound and so forth, it'll be as, but anyway.
You know what I did on the computer a few years back? I took all of the red lettering and I copied and pasted it to a page in each book of the Bible. And I would read it out, did it for over a year. I would read his words only out loud to myself because I needed to know what he sounded like.
Praise God.
I made my own Bible.
Greg, that is outstanding.
Just his words. And it would, and I would write on there. I typed in there, this is chapter 11 of Mark, and here he's at Bethany, Jerusalem.
Yes.
And so I would know where it was happening, but I read it outside to myself so I could hear his voice and know what he sounds like.
Most powerful revelation of the Bible is the power of words. 99% of the human race thinks they're for communication only. They're not. All words contain something. They are spiritual containers. I mean, look what words of hate can do. I mean, containing that. If once you speak out a hateful word and put some power behind it, you can't ever get it back.
That's right.
And you can destroy somebody's life with
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's called the evil tongue in Hebrew, Lashon Hara.
Yes.
And once you've done Lashon Hara, interesting thing. This is something that Jewish kids were taught that Christian kids were never taught, is a true statement said about somebody that causes harm, brings down their reputation, can't get it back. Benedict Arnold's example. I don't ever knew Benedict Arnold. What I know about him, he's a traitor. Based on what? What somebody said. Now, that happens to be true. But if you're a relative, a descendant of that, you understand? I can't get it back once I've said it.
They're called arrows.
Yeah.
Today, they're called bullets. There have been people that have been killed with a gun that didn't intend to die. But they're dead nevertheless. And my dad used to tell me, Kenneth, that bullet doesn't have any brains. You better have some.
Yeah. Okay.
The same principle, Brother Copeland, is this. I'll defend, like my friend right there is Mike. If somebody says something about Mike and I say, I don't care what you say about Mike, I know this about him. Well, I've said something nice, I've defended him, but I implied that there is something there. And that's just as guilty of this. This is why James talks about confession so much. The rabbis go on and say, it's not just your words, it's your body language.
Mm-hmm.
If you roll your eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you could be like the little 9-year-old girl in the invalid tent. And so she was paralyzed, and the family obviously had to rig this thing up. And they had a 2x8 piece of lumber on this wheelchair and had her strapped down to that like this. Well, Brother Roberts had preached the point of contact. Now, when we pray for you, and of course I related it, didn't I? I'd move something if it didn't anything but your little finger. She started doing her eyes.
Amen.
And she said, Mama, get me out of this chair, I'm healed. She said, baby, I said, get me out of this chair, I'm healed. They unstrapped her, whoo, I'm healed. She hit the floor running. She said, I told you I was healed. And just rolling her eyes. But there's two different, she did that in faith, not in hate.
Now, yesterday you started talking about faith and you were at the City of Faith at the door when a man had made a confession.
He said, and then he said, I told you he would be the first one. But that comes from this. Mark 11:20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. The cross reference says they have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them. Now, that's the way you got saved. Mm-hmm. You believed in your heart and said it with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The apostle wrote it in the 10th chapter of Romans. Mm-hmm. Paul the apostle. Anyway, if you do not forgive, forgiveness is involved in this. But he believed that and he said it. And the Lord arranged it so I would be down there right at the time that that bell rang. He said, see there, Noemi, I told you. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what happened. Mother was in the hospital overnight. So we went over to Billy Joe Daugherty's church, mm-hmm. praising God. Well, I started getting sick in my stomach. I said, Lord, what is this? It came up in my spirit, cancer. I said, I don't have cancer. I was at Grace Temple and in a morning service. And a man walked in the morning service. Now this, for those of you who don't know, this was our home church. And then, of course, this was before EMIC. Right. And I was preaching there. And Harold Nichols baptized Gloria and me and John and Kelly all at the same time. Because we had both been baptized as children. She in the Church of Christ and I was in the Baptist church, but it didn't take. So we wanted to be baptized in water and follow the Lord that way. And Harold Nichols baptized us both, and John and Kelly, so we were all baptized at the same time.
Praise God.
Anyway, this man carried her in there. He said, Brother Copeland, would you pray for my wife? She has cancer. Well, I laid hands on her and I knew, oh man, I knew the anointing of God came all over me. And I took the scriptures of laying on of hands and so forth, you know, and laid hands very tenderly on her and the power of God went out of me. But he questioned my mind about it. And it's happening right now for somebody in the heart business.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's happening for heart trouble right now.
That's right.
Wherever you are. Praise God. And, so I didn't hear from him, so I called him. And here was his, the way he said, Copeland, he said, you know, he said, I'm not the worst looking guy in the world. He said, I played a little pro football and I keep myself in good shape. He said, my wife is completely healed. He said, no cancer left in her body. He said, she's totally, completely healed. And he said, I just taking her food to her, and if she was just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And he said, just one morning, just here a few days ago, He said, I took her breakfast into her. And she looked up to me and smiled. She said, Jim, you know how much I love you. He said, well, yeah, baby. What has she said? But he said, she reached up and caught a hold of my shirt and pulled me down a little bit. And she said, you know how much I love you. And she said, but I've seen Jesus. And I'm going home. And he said, so she did. But he said, I'm going to tell you something, Copeland. If she's seen Jesus, you ain't got a chance.
Right. Yeah.
But he said, I'm okay. He said, I know that. And he said, now I'm closer to Jesus than I am.
Let me ask you a question. Is it possible for us to think we're in faith, but we're in fear and we're holding people here?
Yes.
And we need to release them?
Brother Hagin called that the jaws of death.
Okay.
And you just hang on and hang on. There was a situation in his ministry. This young man, well, in fact, his name was Jim. Now, he'd done some work for them there in their offices. And so Buddy Harrison was his pastor. And he went over into a coma. And they kept praying for him and praying for him, praying for him, praying for him, praying for him. And the word of the Lord came to Brother Hagin. Certain spiritual laws have been put into motion that cannot be reversed at this time. Young. Mm. So he just went to the hospital. He's in a coma. And he just walked over there and said, Jim, we release you. And he just smiled and left. He smiled and left, so he heard him. He smiled and left. So then he told his brother. Well, he said, Brother Hagin, I know exactly what that was. He said he kept saying, I'll never see 40 years old. He said, we were so close together, we were like twins, and he said, we're very close. And he said, I remember out camping one time, he just said, turned around to me and he said, you know, I'll never live to be 40 years old. Why? He said, no. He said, I'll never live to be 40 years old. He said, I just know it. And so he said, Mama, come over here and listen to what Brother Hagin said. She said, well, yeah. He said that since he was a little boy that he had never lived to be 40. He died 2 months short of his 40th birthday because he had what he said.
Yeah. Right.
Now he's a believer.
Yeah.
Love the Lord.
The whole family loved the Lord. He's in heaven.
Went to heaven.
But went too soon.
Yep. Amen.
And then I heard Brother Hagin say this. He said, even had I known what he had done, he said, I don't think we could have reversed it because he'd done it so long. He had schooled himself into believing it. Mm-hmm. Now I remember that flashed across my mind. That I'd never live to be 50. And back when that happened, I mean, I didn't know anything. And that flashed across my mind two or three times, and I said, forget that. Mm-hmm. But here...
You can't stop it from coming to your mind.
No.
But we don't give it... We give it power if we say it. Begin to speak it.
Now, when I was in Jamaica, and the Lord had instructed me to go up into the mountains and preach and teach faith. And finally then, I found out, I asked Deacon Lewis why he was there. He said, I quit my job to be here. And I said, why? He said, because since I'm learning faith from you, I can get me a better job. He said, all of us that are involved in this, we've been fasting and praying a day a week for somebody to come teach us faith.
Amen.
Well, that's the reason I was there. Well, finally, we were headed to the meeting, and the pastor that was in charge of me, he said, can we go pass by this place and pray for a woman? And I said, well, yeah. What? He said, Brother Copeland, can we go by this, pray for this woman? I said, what's the matter with her? She's mad. I said, what? Crazy. You know, here. So we're up there where there's no electricity. This home, it looked like a scare house. It's a big house, but it was night and only lit with kerosene lanterns. Well, I saw some of them in there that looked like they qualified, but anyway, we went on back, all the way back to the back. There was a young woman, if you can imagine this, old cotton ticking tick mattress.
Yeah.
No bed shut clothes. She had a stick about this long and a red bandana and everything she owned in that bandana. And she's up like this in that bandana, like this. Well, there's a former Marine by the name of Earl that went with me on that trip. And we walked in there, and the pastor, Earl, and me. And so she's just down here like this. She looked over there at that pastor. She said, you must be Brother Weber. Well, I was a radio preacher that was big, really big there in the Western Indies. They'd get them along. And she went like that, and she turned around at her, you must be Oral Roberts. He said, no, ma'am, I'm not. And she went to me, and she said, I know who you are, and you're afraid of anything that isn't flesh and blood. I said, I fear no man or beast. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you come out of her now, right now. Right now. I said, look at me, baby. Look at me. I said, look at me. The Lord sent me here to tell you Jesus loves you. Hmm. And I saw the change, and her eyes were no longer glazed over, and a little smile. Well, they're waiting on me to preach. So I left. And I asked him, I said, what happened to her? He said she was a waitress, had a good job, and there was a group came into town, and they were preaching Jesus, and she got saved. Oh, he said she was so thrilled, and said she had her hair fixed and got her nails done and had her hair trimmed up a little bit. She's going to church for the first time in her life, and she started in the door, and they said, wait a minute. What is that on your fingernails? And they got, you have cut your hair. Now, see, here's what I didn't know. Jesus doesn't love any woman that cuts her hair. She left. She's just a little baby Christian.
Yeah. Pharisees.
And she thought about it and thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. Until she yielded to that spirit so badly she could no longer hold down a job. She grieved and grieved and grieved because Jesus didn't love her anymore. And I'm quite certain that the Lord sent me for her and for the young woman that was raised from the dead.
Amen.
That's what happens in your thought.
She became obsessed with it, became an obsession, and turned into possession.
Yeah. And so in these last seconds, let me say it to you like this. Somebody standing over there, God, don't let them die. God, don't let them die. God, don't let them die. God, don't let them. Oh, God. 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 Don't let them die. Don't let them die. Just because you're afraid to die. Don't let them die. Oh, God, don't let them die. Don't let them die. Don't let them die. That's none of your business. Fearfully crying out to God. Now, if we're talking about a little baby here, That's still not the way to get it done.
That's right. That's great.
No, you go before the Lord and you calm down and you roll all your care over on Him. Glory to God. And we're out of time. But I'll talk to you about it just in a second or two. We'll be back in a minute.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. September 6th through 9, join us at the Colombia Believers Convention in Bogota, Colombia. October 26th through 28, make plans to be at the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. November 9 through 11, don't miss the Omaha Victory Campaign in Omaha, Nebraska. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
If you're a child of God, then every promise in God's word rightfully belongs to you. The Bible says all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. Those covenant promises are guaranteed to you by the precious blood of Jesus. What God has given you as your covenant right still has to be received by faith. For example, prosperity is a covenant right that God has given to you. When you step out in faith and follow the instructions of God's word, you will receive the blessed promise to you. Luke 6:38 is one of the covenant promises that guarantees your prosperity. It says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." In this scripture, God has promised that when you give or invest a financial seed, then it will be given back to you again in abundance, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. What he promises to you in his word, he is covenant bound to make sure that it comes to pass in your life. Today is offering day on the broadcast. If you want to activate God's covenant of prosperity in your life, we ask you to prayerfully consider investing your seed into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are good ground. The financial seeds you sow are treated with great respect. We pray over your seed and put it towards spreading the good news of God's kingdom. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your prayers and financial support. You are helping us get the good news of God's kingdom out to people all around the world on every available voice. Heaven has it recorded that you had a part in every soul saved and every life changed through the outreaches of this ministry. Let me pray over your offering and let's thank God for the abundant harvest He's promised you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One in His anointing, I declare the blessings of Abraham rain upon the seed sown by our partners. I declare all sufficiency in all things with divine abundance by the blessing of Him who is our overflow. God's riches be made manifest upon every believer today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you need prayer over anything else in your life, then I invite you to call our prayer line. KCM has licensed prayer ministers on staff that are trained in the uncompromised word of God. They will help you find the scriptures you need for your situation, and they're ready to pray in faith with you. Give our prayer ministers a call today. God is always faithful to His word, and He will do what He has promised to you.
This has been a good week. You believe that? We'll see you next time. Go to church Sunday. Praise God. Like I told you last week, start a revival or a riot someplace. You know, get out on the street and make them arrest you. That-a-way. I sound like Brother Hagin, didn't it? That's East Texas. Really, I'm West Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
That-a-way. They went that-a-way. Anyway, yeah, they put you in jail and you get on the front page and you can tell them all about Jesus. I'm very serious about this. Amen. They threatened me with jail one time because I wouldn't give the government what they wanted. And I said, well, I preach in jails all the time. Go ahead. Let's have it out. And they said later, when you said that, he said, they said everybody in his office got afraid. I don't put some preacher in jail. But that's who we are. Amen. We'll see you again. Until next time, this is Kenneth Copeland, Professor Greg Stevens, and the entire class reminding you that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Yes, amen.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.